Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisrael Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the third installment of Perspectives on Challenges. I probably should have mentioned this from the beginning. Some people might feel these recordings sound somewhat familiar. I actually was very honored to give a talk at Chabad of Silver Spring around Shavuos time this year, 5776. And I gave it on this topic, and actually one of the people who attended the course, who attended the talk, and also regularly listens to the recordings, emailed me that she thought I should really do a series on this. So if people were at the talk, and you're finding the first two a little bit dry and repetitive to what you heard before, you might just want to tune out the rest of the series. But I do want to thank Rabbi Beryl Vavovsky of the Chabad in Silver Spring for the opportunity to give that talk, and that really... was the inspiration for this series. An interesting comment that someone made to me at that talk, based on the point we made yesterday, of that perhaps God is giving the person a challenge to give them an opportunity to grow and succeed and do wonderful things, is sometimes you see people who are living in very great challenges, and you know what? They don't seem to be flourishing. You know, sometimes you see people and you just scratch your head. Wow, how are they doing everything they're doing? They're going through so much, and yet they're doing this and they're doing that. And my gosh, they're giving inspiration to people of similar challenges. Sometimes you see people and they seem to just be getting by, hopefully. So how do you look at that? Again, we don't know why God does things. We don't even know which box we're supposed to check when we're thinking about ours or another person's struggles. But just to think about this possibility, I thought it was a very interesting point. I think it's extremely important to clarify in our own minds that we don't even know what the definition of success is. Yes, it's true. If a person has myriad challenges and they seem to be doing everything they were doing before and more so, that presumably is the person who's dealing with it successfully. There might be someone else who it's everything they can do to just maintain. And you know something? It could be that in Shemayim, in heaven, they are smiling down on this person with such pride because that person's just maintaining is far more impressive than some of the most pious, most amazing other spiritual things that we see. There's a famous Gemara that there was a rabbi who had, we would call it a near-death experience, and he saw something of the next world. And one of his colleagues asked him, "What did you see?" And he said, "Olam hafuch ra'isi. I saw a world upside down," meaning that the people who were on top in our world are on the bottom in that world, and vice versa. And the normal way it's understood is, we have so little idea of who's who, and you know, we don't know what's going on in people's homes, you know, and so on and so forth. So there are people that we have so much regard for that we really shouldn't have so much regard for, and there are people that we have so little regard for that we should have a lot of regard for. And then that could very well be, and that's a very real point. You could say another thing, which is it's not that we're being fooled by anybody one way or the other. I mean, maybe we are, but it's not necessarily that we're being fooled by anybody. It's something else. We have no idea what the goals even are. We know what the mission is. We try our best to keep the Torah, but we have no idea who's quote-unquote succeeding and who's not. So it could be the person who seems to be just muddling their way through life. The very fact that they're able to muddle their way through life in such challenge, the very fact that they're able to get out of bed in the morning is tremendous. And the faith that they live in is far more impressive than the person who davens for 3 hours every day. It could be. We know so little about what's going on in people's lives. We know so little about human capacity. We know so little about our own capacity. We know so little about each other's capacity. We just have no semblance of an idea. We don't even know the currency. So that could be another perspective at Olam Hafuch Ra'isi. But it's also an inspirational thing for us. Sometimes we look at ourselves and we say, why can't we achieve more? And sometimes the answer is the very fact that we are where we are is a tremendous success. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.